The measure cleared the full legislature just a day after it got its first public hearing. It would make protesters stay at least 500 feet away from a funeral site an hour before and after a ceremony. It's aimed at members of the Kansas-based Westboro Baptist Church, who've traveled around the country protesting at military funerals. The church thinks God is killing the soldiers to punish America for its acceptance of homosexuality. GOP Assembly sponsor Terry Musser of Black River Falls acknowledges the plan will probably face a legal challenge on First Amendment grounds. Still, he thinks it's worth the risk.
I just feel at some point in time we're probably going to end up in the U.S. Supreme Court, and that, but that's what happens. But we have to try and protect people at their most vulnerable time when they're burying a loved one.
But some worry that lawmakers are acting as censors or thought police. Superior Assembly Democrat Frank Boyle says he hates the people who've protested at these military funerals, but he thinks restricting their rights erodes the very freedom that soldiers are fighting for.
And that is the freedom to demonstrate. It's the freedom to express an opinion.
Governor Jim Doyle has promised to sign the plan once it reaches his desk. At least five other states are considering similar bans. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.